96.1 KLPX. Eric Turner from Morant is on the line to promote the two-day Metal Mayhem 2 Festival, which kicks off this Friday. Morant's playing night number 2. The headliner that evening will be Vince Neil. We are so excited to see you out there, Eric.
Yeah, we haven't played in a couple weeks, and I'm looking forward to it. It looks like a really big event, two-day event. We got lots of friends that are playing, from Bret Michaels to Slaughter to Vince Neil and Firehouse, LA Guns, Faster Pussycat, Lynch Mob, no guys from all those bands, so looking forward to it.
Yeah, so what are you guys doing as a band as of late? Are you guys working on any new stuff?
We have been working on a new record, slowly but surely. We have about 8 songs written and demoed. Probably need to write another, I don't know, at least another 8, and we'll pick the best 11 and then go record. We still have a record deal with Frontiers. Did a 2-record deal with Frontiers. Our last record we did with them is called Rockaholic, and anybody listening is interested, you can go on Amazon, Music or iTunes, anywhere you find music online, and check out Warrant Rockaholic. We'll be playing probably 1 song off that CD at the show this Saturday night.
When can we plan on that new album coming out?
We're hoping for 2017. First quarter of 2017 is what we're shooting for. And we think that's a realistic goal for us,
When you're working on your new stuff, does everyone take part in the writing process, or are there just 2 main people that do it all?
Our singer and our bass player, mainly. Mm-hmm. I contribute to the writing process as much as I can. Joey, our other guitar player, does as well. So it's, most everybody in the band partakes.
Are you guys planning on doing any rock cruises coming up? I know that's a very popular thing among all the bands.
Yeah, we've been asked to do the rock cruise thing, for the last few years, and it's been on the East Coast, and it just hasn't worked out for us. But this year we are. In October, we're doing a rock cruise, Monsters of Rock Cruise, going out of the West Coast in October, and so we're looking forward to it. I like cruising. My family and I, we've done at least 3 cruises together, and we enjoy it. So it should be a lot of fun. If you're listening and you like the water and you like rock and roll and you like to party, sounds like you'll like the rock cruise. Monsters of Rock 2016.
Oh, yeah. So when you guys aren't on the road, what do you guys like to do in your spare time? Are you a big concert goer where you go to other people's shows and just get a feel for what's going on in the industry? Or are you one of those musicians
who
stay away?
I used to play golf a lot in my spare time. Now I do more music in my spare time. I'm not working for music. Seems like I'm always writing or recording for television. The bass player and I have a company called DownBoysMusic.com, and anybody wants to check it out, maybe you're a songwriter or composer interested in getting into the business, you can reach out to us. But we work on a lot of television shows like Duck Dynasty and The Wahlburgers, to name a couple.
Oh, wow. That's pretty interesting. How did you get tied into that?
Well, it's just something we've always wanted to do. So Jerry and I, in 2011, we started a music library, and then we started knocking on doors, and you have 50 doors slammed in your face, and one person says, yeah, we'll check out your music, and the next thing you know, we've been working on Duck Dynasty for the last, since 2012. We've been working on that show, and then that just led to other shows. When I'm not doing that, I enjoy hanging at home with the family, and I will go see a concert every now and then if it's in my backyard. We just went and saw Steve Miller. I think last year we saw Cheap Trick and Skinner. Stuff like that. Bands I grew up on is always really cool to go see.
And since you bring up Steve Miller, what did you think about Steve Miller's comments on the Rock Hall this past year, saying that they don't appreciate their musicians that they induct?
Yeah, I've been hearing that from other musicians over the years. That I wasn't surprised to hear it. He just was more vocal about it than some of the other artists. Yeah, good for him.
Would that ever put you in a situation where you wouldn't want to take part if you got inducted?
No.
Okay, so you'll still be there if you get inducted. Okay.
Oh, yeah, with bells on. Okay.
I know you do see a lot of bands that you grew up with. Now, there's a lot of bands that are saying farewell. Are there any in specific that you'd want to see one last time before they call it quits?
Tough question. I'd have to think about it. So many great bands out there. I wouldn't mind seeing the Guns N' Roses show that's coming around. I love their first few records are awesome. I even was a huge fan of Chinese Against Democracy. I thought that record was brilliant. Yeah, no, I can't think of anybody off the top of the head. You just stumped me.
Well, Black Sabbath. I mean, Sabbath's on their last round, so would you want to go see them one last time?
Oh, I love Black Sabbath. Yeah, there you go.
Since you mentioned that you really like GNR as well, what do you think about Axl Rose taking over for AC/DC's Brian Johnson?
Good for him, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, I would imagine, I can't speak for him, but I would imagine he grew up listening to AC/DC like I did. They're one of my top five all-time bands ever, so I mean, an opportunity to play with a band that you grew up listening to, that you love, mm-hmm. that inspired you in some way probably to do what he does now is, what a great honor for him.
With so many bands saying farewell to their fans, do you think Warrant would ever go through that same place in life and say, you know what, it's time to hang it up, let's say goodbye to our fans, or are you against that type of idea? Do you think that sometimes it doesn't pan out where they say, oh, farewell, and then they come back 3 years later?
Well, that's what I was going to say. A lot of the bands, unfortunately, I won't name any names, but I think like five off the top of my head that have said that in the past, that they're not going to tour anymore, and then they do. And it just feels like a whole big, you know, marketing ploy to get people to buy more tickets. And that's not a very cool thing to do, in my opinion.
Yeah, absolutely.
To make something up like that. But, you know, Motley Crue seems to be serious about it.
Yeah.
Time will tell. Yeah, I mean, someday you got to hang it up, you know. Maybe not. I don't know. Right now, we're enjoying the last few years. Business has been great. Shows have been great. We've been on an upswing as far as, you know, performing live and playing on all types of different packages. So we're still having a lot of fun with it. Too soon to think about that for Warrant right now.
A few days ago, I talked to Brett Michaels about the upcoming Metal Mayhem 2, and he said he wants all of his friends to get up on stage with him and jam out to whatever song is out there. It could be a Skinner song, an AC/DC song. Do you think that Warrant will get on stage with Brett and jam out?
Well, our singer, Robert, mm-hmm. has probably gotten up on stage with Brett at least 10 times in the past. So I think we'll have at least one guy up there representing.
Yeah.
If not a few more. I mean, I would love to get up on stage. And I've been a huge Poison fan for a long time. I used to go see Poison in the clubs before CeCe DeVille was even in the band, you know.
Oh, wow.
We're talking the Troubadour, 1983.
So then would you say Poison would be one of the influences for you within your musical career? Or
On early Warrant? Absolutely, yeah.
And who else would be an influence on your early stuff, would you say?
Well, you know, Janie did most of the songwriting. Mm-hmm. I would have to say Cheap Trick. Our music's got, you know, especially when you see us live, it's hard rock, but there's a lot of melody involved, from Cheap Trick to Journey to Thin Lizzy, I would say, a little bit for sure.
With all these influences, I don't know if you heard the recent story about Spirit with their tour song, saying that they had their song first and Zeppelin copied their song and now they're in court over it. Do you feel like there's ever been a point in your own career where you were nervous about a melody you put on your song and you thought, maybe this is copying another band? Have you ever had that experience?
Never, but, you know, there's only, I don't know, seems like most songs are written with the three same chords.
Mm-hmm.
So you can only mix them up so many ways. There's going to be similarities, but I've never gone into the studio and recording a song and thinking, oh my God, we shouldn't record the song. It sounds too close to something else, you know. After we've recorded songs and they've been out, I've had people say, oh, you know, that song reminds me of this or that song reminds me of that. And I thought, oh yeah, it does kind of. Never really
thought about
noticed before, but.
Have you heard that song by chance, Taurus?
I have not, but the person that wrote the song.
Randy California.
Yeah, he's no longer alive from what I hear.
It's his family. Yeah.
They're mm-hmm. just looking for a payday, and I think when he was alive, if he really in his heart believed that they ripped him off, I would expect him to have done something about it years ago. So I haven't heard the song. You know what? I really should go listen to it. Zeppelin's my all-time number one favorite band, so
yeah.
I should be a little more curious about that and go listen to the song.
Zeppelin is your all-time favorite band. What songs are your favorite from Zeppelin, or what albums stand out to you?
I love pretty much all of them. I don't know. Probably my least favorite is, you know, In Through the Outdoor. There's still a lot of great songs on there. First two records I ever bought were Alice Cooper, Welcome to My Nightmare, and Aerosmith's first album. So that's my musical foundation right there.
A lot of bands are doing Vegas residencies. Do you foresee that in your future anytime soon?
I would love that, yeah. We almost got to do one with a band. They were going to do a week. We were going to play the opening act for the whole week. I was really looking forward to it at the joint, but the deal fell apart at the last minute. The headliner had some things that prevented them from accepting the offer. I was disappointed, but yeah, I hopefully someday.
Who would you like to tour with that you haven't toured with on the road yet?
Most of the bands that I really, like from our genre, we get to play with. Def Leppard's great. We've never done a tour with Def Leppard. We've done lots of tours with Poison. Always love opening for Poison. Tesla. I mean, on and on. So many bands.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Journey would be incredible.
Yeah, and since you bring up Journey, did you hear I think it was a month ago, Carlos Santana was saying that he and Neil Sean were going to try to convince Steve Perry to come back to the band. Do you think that's even a possibility? I mean, you're on the inside of music, so maybe you have an inkling of if that is possible.
Yeah, I think anything's possible as far as that goes. People getting back together. Time has a way of healing wounds, and when your wounds are healed, you forget why you were mad in the first place and start remembering the good times, and you want to enjoy that.
Anything else you'd like to add before you leave about the show or what we can look forward to that day?
Yeah, Warrant's all about having a good time. Put your party shoes on, put your drinking shoes on, and come out and have a good time with us. We're going to play all the songs you hopefully know from our first two CDs, Dirty, Rotten, Filthy, Stinkin' Rich, and Cherry Pie. We'll play all the hits, and we'll play some other songs. We'll probably play a song or two off Dog Eat Dog, our third CD, and we'll probably play one brand new song off of Rockaholic. If you're listening, you're invited. Come on down. If you don't go, you'll regret it later. Don't have any regrets. Come out and rock.